Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 17, 2011. I'm Joe Underko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing the opening weekend of conference play. Week 2 saw PAC teams post a 2-5 record against non-league competition. Three-time defending league champion Thomas More started its 2011 season on a positive note with a 44-13 home win over Hanover. The other conference winner was St. Vincent, which rolled at home over FDU Florham 55-3. In a battle of perennial national powers, special teams proved costly for Washington and Jefferson, which fell to Delaware Valley 20-19. In other action, after being tied 14-14 at the half, Widener rolled off 30 unanswered points in the second half for a 44-14 win at Teal. Lebanon Valley defeated Grove City 27-7, while Lycoming had no trouble with Westminster, winning 41-3. The lone night contest saw Geneva fall at Albright 46-10. Both the Waynesburg against Wilkes and Bethany versus Kings games were postponed due to severe flooding in the Wilkes-Barre area. PAC Player of the Week laurels went to St. Vincent quarterback Aaron Smetanka on offense, as he completed 23 of 26 passes for 246 yards and four scores against FDU Florham. Defensive recognition went to W&J senior linebacker Neil Cerise, who tallied 17 total tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble against Delaware Valley. Finally, special teams honors went to Thomas More senior Kendall Owens for his 97 return yards, including a 56-yard punt return for a touchdown against Hanover. This Saturday, September 17th, marks the open of PAC conference play, with four league games on tap while St. Vincent has the weekend off. 1-0 Thomas More opens defense of its league crown with a 1:30 p.m. kickoff against 0-2 Geneva at the Bank of Kentucky Field. The GTs are playing their first league game that counts in the PAC standings and have given the Saints trouble historically, splitting the four meetings between the two schools. Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert previews the matchup.
Geneva has a very good football program. Gino does a great job of coaching those guys up, and they're always ready to play on Saturdays. And they played some two good, really good football programs. So there's a lot of things that we need to do to get ourselves ready. We have to make great improvements from this past week against Hanover.
After having an unexpected bye week last Saturday, 0-1 Waynesburg opens its league slate by hosting 0-2 Teal at Wiley Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The Yellow Jackets have dominated the recent series, winning the last five meetings between the two schools, including a 34-6 decision in Greenville a year ago. According to head coach Rick Shepas, Waynesburg used the unexpected downtime to its advantage heading into PAC play.
Well, there was no question, Joe. Last Thursday, we had to redirect and change our focus from a good Wilkes team to Teal College quickly. It's something that was unusual, but we felt in the best interest, you know, we'd get our players focused on the next week.
The longest-running series in the PAC is renewed under the lights in West Virginia Saturday night, as 1-0 Bethany hosts 1-1 Washington and Jefferson at Bison Stadium at 7 p.m. The Presidents lead the all-time series between the local rivals 68-20 and have especially dominated in recent years, winning the last 28 meetings. However, a season-opening win at Allegheny and a likely large night crowd have the Bison optimistic and excited heading into the matchup, according to head coach Tim Weaver.
We are excited. I like that you said we've struggled in the series. That's putting it nicely. We haven't beaten them, I think, since Ronald Reagan was president. So that's all things that we've discussed at the beginning of the week. But since then, we've really focused on ourselves and just competing in this game and getting to a point where we really feel like we belong in games with them.
Finally, another nighttime matchup of local league rivals takes place in Grove City, where the 0-2 Wolverines host longtime foe 1-1 Westminster under the lights at Thorne Field at 7 p.m. The Titans lead the all-time series 49-34-8, but Grove City has won the last two meetings between the two schools, including a 31-16 victory in New Wilmington a year ago. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. A reminder that for the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team, please log on to our conference website at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.